and welcome to Bridge of Hope. Invite your manifest presence. You know, when this is from John, chapter 14, and Jesus is trying to explain to his disciples some things that are going to be forthcoming about his departure and what's to happen. They've been with him for years, and you would think that when you've eaten and fellowshiped and just been so close to one another that you would really get to know people, kind of almost like you can finish their thoughts. But Jesus is saying a lot of things that they're hearing them, but it's not making a lot of sense. You ever feel like that? Like, Lord, I hear what you're saying. I see what you're showing me, but I just don't understand. But he desires to manifest his presence. So here's Jesus trying to explain to his disciples what's to come, and it does not make sense. Verse 9. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. You will see me. Because I live in you, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commands and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. We have his word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So here they're talking to Jesus, and he's talking about we. We will manifest our presence with him. His word. As we worship today, if it doesn't make sense, if you don't understand, he will manifest his presence. That's a covenant promise. Amen. shared last week. There's some good nuggets in there. I think one of my favorites was that it was Peter's idea to get out of the boat. And the Lord worked with his idea. I bet it was a good one. But God showed up. Jesus showed up. So the first recorded tithe in the Bible is when Abram brought his offering. And it was his idea. It was his idea. Genesis 14:20. And he gave him a tithe to all, meaning from all of his spoils. Not out of compulsion, not because of emotion, but he let it flow from his heart, not because of a religious duty. Brought his tithe because he was worthy of it all. Jesus, God was worthy of it all. But the thing was, Melchizedek blessed him first with bread and wine. We have been blessed with the body as bread and the wine as blood. So let it be your idea, what you offer to the Lord in worship. Can we stand and continue to worship the King of Kings because he is worthy of it all? And you can give your offering online at akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back. In this next song, there's a basket up here. He is worthy.
Thank you. oftentimes as we do this, we can consider this a table that we're gathered around. That's where Jesus instituted this process, was around the Passover table. But I want to take us to a different place today. Psalm 85 says, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Now those are cool words, and I'm sure in Hebrew they rhyme somehow. But if you look at them, they are opposites, right? Mercy can't be joined with truth, because the truth is, I am condemned and dead in my sin. That is the truth. Mercy, the forgiveness that the Father is dying to lavish on us, has met somewhere. Where did they meet? At a cross. The one who is truth. In fact, let me quote the next verse out of Psalm 85. Truth springs up out of the earth, and righteousness falls from heaven. As God's Lamb, the solution to the unsolvable problem was hanging on that cross. Blood was falling on the ground. Blood was being spilt on the altar. He was at the same time the lamb for the sacrifice and the mercy seat that blood was sprinkled on. That's 1 John 4. These last couple weeks, I've been enamored with an old hymn. I'm old, so I get to like old hymns. This hymn says, O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to hide from thee. I lay in dust, life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red, life that will endless be. I am hanging on to life's glory. I cannot experience the fullness of His life. I have to lay it down in the dirt at the foot of His cross. And where that blood has spilled, new life will spring up in me. That's the only way. That's the only way righteousness can fall from heaven, is if I mix my glory with the dirt that the truth shed His blood on. Otherwise, I miss it. And if He is truly worthy of it all, I'll quote the first verse of this hymn, O love that will not let me go, I rest my soul in thee. I give you back the life I owe. Do you feel like you owe it? Or do you feel like it's a choice? It is a choice. But the only reasonable answer is that we present our bodies as sacrifice. I give you back the life I owe, because you are worthy to receive all power, all riches, all wisdom, all strength, all honor, all glory, and all blessing. We sing it, it's easy to sing, even if it's an old hymn. But it requires our sacrifice. It requires a life laid down. We get to experience in our physical shell an actual spiritual eternal truth, that the God of mercy and forgiveness met the God of truth at a cross and forever changed my reality. that it would allow you to give your son for the one who turned their back on you and hated you. We give you back the life we owe you. And say, be exalted. This blood that was spilt, this sacrifice that was given, is not in vain, because it bought us, and we give ourselves back to you. You alone are worthy. Be exalted this moment, Jesus.
sink in. Let it settle in.
Worship, come with technical ability. All of you, so good to see you here this morning. Have you been catching a theme that the Spirit has brought into our house today? Wow, like, not about us, folks. You know, He alone is worthy. So good. Thank you, worship team, for hearing from the Lord and leading us in this morning. There's a few things coming up that is pretty exciting, and you probably want to put on your calendars and prepare your hearts for. First thing is a women's gathering. We had one a couple months ago. It was wonderful. And there's another one coming up Wednesday the 29th. That's not far off, folks. So women, plan on that night. We're meeting here in the auditorium. It's a great kind of time of connection with other women, and then we have an amazing teacher in the house. Sandra's going to bring us a teaching that night as well, so be prepared and come and join us on the 29th. And then how many of you enjoy the Passion Translation Bible? Yeah, that is a whole new way of reading the Word. Another good option. And so we are really honored to have one of the lead translators from that translation come into this house. Isn't that great? So Dr. Brian Simmons is going to be here for three nights, one morning, 8th, 9th, and 10th. So again, mark your calendars and just be asking the Lord, what do you have? What do you have for me at that time? So, man, it's going to be really good. Lisa has an announcement, and then also Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me talk about it. I'm up here with my heart-to-heart hat on today, and my helper. So at the hospitality table today, we have some special coffee for you all. If you have never heard of 7 Weeks Coffee, just a quick overview is they give 10% of all their proceeds go to pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. And the month of April, Heart to Heart, here in Eagle River, is benefiting if you purchase coffee from them this month. 15% of your coffee costs this month will go to Heart to Heart. So if you know people who like coffee or you like coffee, just view it as, okay, you get good coffee, plus you're making a wonderful donation. So I will have this page up there so you can scan the QR code so it takes you right to buying it for Heart to Heart. Also, yes, thank you so much. The Mother's Day brunch that Heart to Heart is putting on, Jalapenos is sponsoring it this year, and it is going to be amazing. I keep hearing of what's going to be in the swag bag for all the moms. Each mom can get a swag bag and flowers, and also there's going to be chair massages. So it's from 10 to 2 on Mother's Day, and the price will increase at the door, so I'm going to just put that little incentive to get your tickets now if you want. Thank you.
Give you the guys the who and what and where, because I didn't do that last week, and then I realized later I didn't clarify what's happening. And at the house, I think you guys should know because you're a part of me. So I am headed to D.C. May 9th. Harmony is going with me, my daughter. She's going to be my little sidekick. And Sherry already took my first painting down, so it's been there. It's been traveling. What? Oh, okay. My name is Rachel Mariano. I paint art by the Spirit, and the Lord is taking my stuff out, and so I have a word from the Lord. The one you see with the American flag and the Oval Office and Jesus, that one yesterday, Sherry's been carrying it across the East Coast from Florida all the way up, and it's got to be a part of Lamplighters' 250th anniversary at Fennell Hall in Boston, Massachusetts yesterday. And Chuck Pierce had been given a word the night before about walking on the water, and he said, what am I going to do walking into the 250th anniversary of Paul Revere's ride and talking about walking on the water? And he walked in, and he saw my painting there. And so it was a great illustration for his word of what God was saying. And the main thing that hit me, and I wanted to share this with you this morning as an encouragement to you, because I have this one here as well that 'll be going with me, is Chuck said, it's time to get out of the boat or get in the boat, like what Jody was sharing. We're in that season. Zach just shared on it a couple weeks ago at TPUSA, but he said his encouragement was, don't look at the waves. Keep your eyes on Jesus. The waves are a lot. And listen, guys, my house flooded two nights in a row, Friday and Saturday. We had a clogged pipe 2 inches of water in my basement, in my studio. And guess what? Legos do float. Found that out. And let me tell you, just 2 inches of water, and I had a hard time not losing it over it, going, this isn't even a big wave. And I'm like, Jesus, help me. So, but it was a good, and Steve wakes up, and I'm like, help, help, help. And he's like, are you painting water? And I said, no, I'm not, I promise. But, you know, if you know, you know. So anyways, this one I painted during Good Friday and Passover. And this was another dream I had. And whether you like those who are in authority or not, we all need the cross. And holding on to the cross, and the flag might be tattered, but he's holding it to his heart, and he's still bringing it to the cross. So this painting will be going with me. Sherry has the other one there. We have meetings that whole week, and it will be the 250th anniversary. No, it's not 250th anniversary of America. It is the dedication of America. Trump will be dedicating America on May 17th. We will be there for that. We have some prominent meetings that I can't share, but it's going to be significant, and so we would appreciate your prayers. So I just wanted to fill you in. Did I miss anything? No. Okay. That's all. Oh, yes, if you want to sow into us going, mostly I need your prayers, but if you do want to sow seeds into this, going into D.C., we'd love that. Thank you.
I have one quick announcement. If you're willing to help, Saturday I'm going to be sweeping the parking lot. So if anybody can help at 9 o'clock on Saturday, bring your favorite broom. Not to ride.
Amen. So today we're just going to have the younger kids released for kids' church. So, and I also have an announcement. Did you know that there's going to be a big feast this morning? Did you come hungry? We're going to feast on the word. Amen. So, little kids, where art thou? through age 6, 3 through 6 can be released. 1, 2, 3, go. Can we stand up and just greet each other in Jesus' name?